Kind of sleek, not like silk.
No, but does it have kind of a sheen to it?
Yeah.
And heavy?
Yeah, well, I'd say middleweight, Sally, all we've ever worn down here.
Well, if, excuse me, between the outside coat of a suit and your dress shirt, some people
might... You talking about a vest?
Yeah, some people might wear that. And then what would you call the bottom part of the suit? These?
Cuffs.
Well, I mean the whole garment.
Well, we'd call them trousers.
All right, any other
names? We used to call them breeches.
Okay, and any other names you might use for that besides trousers and breeches? Or breeches?
I don't think of anything. No, I don't think of anything else than that.
Okay.
Pants, of course.
Right. Okay. And the Levi's, the new blue jeans Levi's. You always have to buy them a size larger because they're going to
shrink.
Okay. And if they've already done that, you say they have.
Well, if they've done that in advance, it's not moisturized.
You can say they're pre.
Well, pre-shrunk.
Okay. Or you can say Sanford.
Yeah, that's what the word I was trying to think of when I couldn't think of anything with moisturized.
Okay. And if a person was putting buttons on a coat, what would you say that they were doing? I mean, just, you would say put a sew a button. If you were asking.
Just putting buttons on a coat to be sewing them on?
Yeah, if you had a button missing and you ask your wife to sew a button for her.
Well, I'd just say, I'd ask if she'd put on a button or maybe sew a button on.
Okay. Would never say anything like sew a button on two or?
No, I don't believe I've ever used on two.
Okay. If a child goes out and gathers a lot of pecans, mm-hmm. and he has them like a sweater pockets, you know, a cardigan sweater or something, and he has them just stuffed in his pockets, you know, the pockets are starting almost to rip out because he's got so many in there, you'd say his pockets are...
Well, I'd say they're bulging.
Okay. And a young lady, maybe before she goes to church, stands in front of the mirror and she's sitting there maybe an hour or so, hour and a half or so, putting on makeup and combing her hair and putting on powder and things.
Well, I think we might say either prettying up or primping or something else maybe.
Okay. And what's the container that a woman has that she carries her money in and has a clasp on it, maybe carries it around her arm?
Well, I say purse and pocketbook. Oh, Sally, there's two or three more. What else?
Bag.
Yeah, handbag.
Okay. How about, would you call it that if it was for coins? I mean, if you had one yourself for coins, would you
Well,
call
we
it?
Use the word coin purse for one thing, and then, depending on the nature of it, we'd sometimes say pocketbook.
Okay, like the little one with the clasp on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about a thing a woman might wear around her wrist? It's not a watch, it's just an ornament. What might you call that?
You talking about a bracelet?
Yes, sir. And around a woman's neck, she might just be wearing, it has like pearls, maybe little wooden things, maybe not valuable at all.
Yeah.
What would you call a mess of them strung around her neck?
Well, you're not talking about necklace.
Well, it would be a necklace of a sort, but I mean, it would just be made out of little round balls that are strung on a string. Do you ever